You know, back in the day, I used to hear my mom, my grandmother, my aunts often say, show me who you run with and I'll show you who you are. And it used to kind of puzzle us a little bit when they would say that, but it was a character building thing now that I look back on it. When you're a child, you tend to think that everyone is your friend, everyone likes you, that things are pretty much sunny and rosy. But as you grow up, you learn that not everyone who is connected to you has good intent or true and pure purposes for being around you or being your friend. And sometimes conveying this as a parent to your child can be rather difficult, especially when they so long for acceptance, when they're trying to find their way, sometimes finding their way through identification with people who have things that are in common with them. And this is, you know, normal, of course, but, you know, you have to think about the types of influences that your children are exposed to every day, not just in person, but also, you know, through the media, the internet, videos, movies, games, all that sort of thing. And the one thing that I found that helped me along the way when I began to apply that old adage, show me who you run with and I'll show you who you are, I used to not think it was true. I used to think that, you know, oh, you know, even though some of my friends, you know, may be a little bit edgy. Now, mind you, I didn't run with a typically rough crowd, but some people got away with certain things that in my household, it wasn't going down like that. But I didn't think that it would rub off on me. I felt like it would rub off on them, that my good character or my upbringing, my manners or my way of thinking would rub off on them. And sadly enough, but true, you grow to learn that that's not always the case and that you really don't have any control over their behavior and over their choices, but you do have control over your own. And as your child starts to come into their own, you start to see them maybe struggle with making the right choice or choosing the right friends. And yes, you do have to be that guardrail there in the middle of the road to kind of buffer those that they get around and to truly examine why they want to be around certain people. That's another thing, but that's a whole nother discussion. But just to wrap it up, I'd just like to encourage every young person, teenager, middle school, high school, even if you're in college, if you're still trying to find your way, if you're still trying to gain acceptance by doing things that you know give you a certain conviction, that you just weren't raised that way, follow your gut. Don't sit there and try to wrestle with it. Follow what the Holy Spirit is telling you. And that's Him leading and guiding you and letting you know that this is not the way to go. This person has issues that are beyond your reach. Now, sometimes you have to love them with a long-handled spoon, like Big Mama used to say, but you still love them. You just can't hang out with them all the time. And that's some good mother wit. So you start running with the people that have the same kind of character that you've been raised to have, the same kind of manners, the same types of core belief systems, then it will really prove who you really are. And I know that just as that bit of wisdom served me well, it'll serve you well. Show me who you run with, and I'll show you who you are.